This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Codman Square Health Center in Dorchester is known as one of the most innovative community health centers in the country. It cares for 20,000 patients, most of them at or below poverty level. It not only provides medical care, but also runs a food stamp program, helps patients find rent and oil subsidies, and even writes so-called prescriptions for free fitness center memberships. And for almost four decades, the Codman Square Health Center has been led by the same man, Bill Walczak. But that's about to change. Walczak is leaving the job he's held for 36 years to become the president of Kearney Hospital. We spoke with Walczak today about his decision to move on.
When you're in a community health center, any kind of job for 36 years, you start thinking that, you know, maybe there's another chapter in my life. And at the age of 56, I had recently come to conclude that, you know, maybe I would stay at Codman Square for the rest of my life. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a fantastic place. But I was offered this job by the Caritas Christi system. And for me, it's an opportunity to do something with all of the skills that I've learned over the past 36 years, and to also to help a Dorchester institution that needs some help, needs somebody who cares about it and its role in Dorchester.
Bill, you've been a Dorchester guy for much of your life. You live in Savin Hill. You started the Codman Square Health Center. You were co-founder in 1974. And even though you're now leaving this job, you're going to another job in Dorchester, this place that you've really committed much of your life to.
Yeah, I would never have considered running a hospital somewhere else. You know, the reality is that there's almost no job that would drag me away from Codman Square except the opportunity to work to help an institution that's essential for the Dorchester community.
In the healthcare community, the larger healthcare community, Kearney is seen by many people as a weak link in the region's hospital network. And I wonder if you see yourself playing a turnaround role for Kearney. And if you do, what do you think that turnaround of the hospital needs to be?
I'm a health center person. I've spent my life working in a community health center. And as we all know, community health centers are the core source of healthcare in the Dorchester community. And so for me, the tremendous opportunity that comes from this is the opportunity to reconnect the Kearney Hospital to the community health centers of Dorchester. Back in the 1970s and 80s, the Kearney led the way in developing community health centers, and at one point had seven health centers they worked with very, very closely. That was allowed to fall apart. And to me, this interesting aspect of this, and one of the very, very intriguing and attractive parts of taking this job, is the fact that I will be able to go in there as a health center person to support the Kearney Hospital's mission and figure out how it can reestablish itself in the Dorchester community as the essential community institution that it is.
Bill, your title now is CEO of the Codman Square Health Center. Your new title will be President of the Kearney. But many people think of you as a community advocate, a community activist. When you started the Codman Square Health Center, when you co-founded it back in 74, what were you trying to build? Because you built something quite sprawling.
To me, the issues of residents of the Dorchester community are only partially related to healthcare. A big lesson of my life in 36 years is that oftentimes what we perceive to be the diseases facing a community, diabetes and obesity and things like that, are really the symptoms of a greater disease, which is poverty. And so at Codman Square, what we've striven to do is to connect people through the healthcare system to programs and resources that will help them alleviate poverty in our community.
For example, the Codman Academy Charter School tackles education. You mentioned financial literacy. I believe you have a program that helps people get their tax returns done. You know, very simple things that may not be medical health, but certainly become a part of people's larger health.
Right. And people trust their medical providers. And if you train your medical providers the right way, they not only provide excellent services, but they also open up doors to resources and opportunities for people to be successful in life.
Bill Walczak, outgoing CEO of the Codman Square Health Center and incoming president of the Kearney, thanks for coming into the studio.
My pleasure.
The Codman Square Health Center's new CEO will be another longtime employee, its current chief operating officer, Sandra Cotterell, who's worked there for 16 years.